Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 322 for May 29th, 2007. Gopher Sports Ultra Fit Anti Burst Stability Ball. And now, get ready for Dick.
Hey, it's Dick DiBartolo, the GizWiz and Mad Magazine's maddest writer. My favorite day of the week. Turn the tables.
Because you're lazy.
No, it's the time that I get to sit back and be amazed at the fun stuff that you found. And especially today, because today, what is it, Leo?
Today, especially today, because why? I'll tell you why. I had a little accident.
You
a
did.
Little problem. Well, all right, let's go back. I'm trying to get in shape. You know, you're in shape. You work out, what, 4 or 5 days a week, don't you?
No, I go to the gym three days a week.
That's my goal. And I've actually hired a trainer 3 days a week so that I will get there because I'm paying.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah, that forces me there. And he's great. And we're, you know.
Oh, you mean he works with you?
He works with me.
I just thought you hired someone to go to the gym for you.
Yeah, well, I actually thought of that, but then I nobody would do it.
Oh.
So, yeah, pay you $50 to go to the gym for me. That wouldn't help. That wouldn't help.
And work out hard. I'll give you $75.
Right. Bill Gaines would do that.
Yes, he would.
It's exactly what Bill Gaines would do.
He would.
But I figured I probably have to go. I have to make an appearance anyway. And he's been great. I love my trainer, Alan. You know, we're working up treadmill and weights, the whole thing.
Wow.
And he said, you know, and I said, I'd like to do, you know, some fitness at home. And it, one of the things that he does with me, which is great, and you go to the gym, you probably see this, it's kind of become a fad at the gym, is these fitness balls.
Oh, the things like you roll back and forth
on
them?
Not a medicine ball. Those are little heavy balls. These are the big ones. Exactly. You'll do curls on them. And he's shown me some great routines I can do with dumbbells and sit-ups and the whole thing. And it's great. And you work on your stability. It forces you to kind of, you know, tighten your gut and everything. And then I said, well, so I would like to do this at home. He said, well, you can get one at home and you can get some dumbbells. But you know, it's even better. Use it as an office chair.
What?
Yes, because you're compelled to kind of continually make slight adjustments. It forces you to kind of balance just some core. And then every once in a while, I'll do a little exercise or two on it. And it's you know what? I've started doing it. It's been great.
It has no back support at all, right?
No, which just forces you to sit up.
Holy cow.
Yeah, you know, Kenzie, what I do in an office chair is I lean back, I slump, what is really good for the radio show and the netcast, because I get, you know, kind of sleepy sounding, but this forces you to be alert and aware, because you could fall off at any moment.
Yeah. Why'd you just put a big spike in the middle?
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that.
Yeah.
Because I had a little problem. Let me play you. This is a clip from This Week in Tech. I've been using this ball for about a week or 10 days.
Okay.
And it's been great. And I've been feeling good. And actually, my legs have been a little sore at first because it's actually exercise. And it's been great for my core. And so I've been loving this. And, you know, I have to say, occasionally I'll bounce up and down. And that kind of fun.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going along. We're doing This Week in Tech. Doing the show. And listen. Did you hear that? Let me play it again for you. Let's go back here.
Getting
here you go.
The right macro setup. Bonkers.
The thing.
Excuse me, I just had a little explosion here.
The thing
my exercise ball popped.
It exploded right out from underneath me.
My word. But you know, Leo, it's so funny. I thought that they were like a solid mushy thing all the way through.
No, it's like a big balloon.
Oh, okay, but they're underinflated, right?
Well, at the gym they are, because they don't keep them inflated, but you're supposed to keep them fully inflated. So if it actually exploded out from under me, which and I couldn't believe it.
So did you go flying?
Well, fortunately, I wasn't lifting weights or bouncing up and down. I was just sitting there. So basically, I just boom, I landed on the ground, and I was all right. It's a good thing I wasn't doing anything. Anyway, I consulted with some experts. And they said, you've got to get back up on the horse, on the ball, so to speak.
Okay.
You can't, you know, once this happens, you'll have a fear of fitness balls forever unless you jump right back on.
Do you have to jump on? It might break again.
Yeah, I'm afraid. They said you didn't get one that you need a better one. So
okay.
And they said, this is what you get. You go to gophersport.com and you want the Ultra Fit Anti-Burst Stability Ball. Supports up to 300 pounds, and it doesn't burst. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
It hasn't burst yet.
How big are they? Like,
well, you get
they,
three different
are
sizes.
They chair height?
Yeah. Well, you can get 55 centimeters, which is a little small. You can get 65, that, or you can get 75. Now, I had the 75, which is for a 6 foot tall person, and it's a little big. You're kind of high up. So I'm going to get the 65 this time, replace it with a little bit smaller, and it'll be, yes, it's chair height, and you're sitting on. Now, they even make, but I think this defeats the purpose. They even they make fitness balls in a chair. So you have a chair frame, but where the cane of the chair would be, there's a hole and you put the ball in there.
Oh.
But that's that defeats the purpose because you're not, you couldn't roll off it. It just sits there. So
I see. You like the fact that you the whole time
you're
that
constantly
you're sitting
balancing.
You have to be balancing.
Constantly
yourself.
Balancing.
Wow. I think I wouldn't like that.
It's hard work.
Yeah.
Do you ever watch The
and
Office?
And you do that for hours a day?
I was doing it all day, every day.
Oh, my word.
And I was feeling great. Anyway, I've ordered the new one, the Anti-Burst. And
Anti-Burst.
So from,
it's very inexpensive, just $25,
they're not
right?
expensive, exactly. $25, yeah. That's for the 65-inch, if you know, a buck more if you want to get the 75-inch, and a buck, couple of bucks less if you get the 55. But if you actually, these are a great exercise. I love them for exercising. There's all sorts of exercises you can do. You see on the picture, I'll put this on the album liner notes, that the guy is actually doing a little exercise. That's kind of, that's one of the exercises I do, where you get the barbells and you lift them up like that
while you're laying up with
while
your back
you're laying with your back on the ball. Yeah, or you could do crunches too. So while I'm lifting the barbells and then I'm also doing crunches. It's a great
wow.
Yeah. So anyway, and
you have to buy all new clothes now because you're so bulked up.
I am buff. No, not yet.
Wow.
Unfortunately, the same old clothes still fit perfectly well. But you know, I'm just when you get past a certain age, you got to stay in shape, and so that's my goal.
Absolutely.
That's my goal.
Now, do you have to buy an auto inflator? You can't. How do you blow this
thing
up?
Now you can get it with or without the pump.
Okay.
So I have a pump from the old fitness ball.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't buy another pump. So it's a little foot pump. It takes a little while. They have a little tape measure that comes in the thing that you put a wrap around it as you're pumping it up. And when the tape measure is stretched taut, the ball is full.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. I would have been very upset if you had like an electric inflator.
Yeah.
That would
be
have
another
defeated.
Boom.
Yeah. It would have and it would have deflated the whole
right.
purpose.
Yeah. In fact, really, that's enough exercise there. I could just pump it up and forget about it.
All right, so that's called the Anti-Fit Ultra Burst.
Not Anti-Fit, Ultra Fit.
Oh, okay.
Ultra Fit.
Oh, it's not the Ultra Burst. It's
the Ultra Burst Anti-Fit. That would be a bad.
That was the first one you had.
That's the first one.
Right.
You see, there was my mistake right
that
there.
That was the problem.
Yes.
When you ordered it, you typed it wrong. I said, I need that Ultra Burst Anti-Fit Stability Ball that helps you gain weight.
Yeah, no wonder I didn't get any thinner. I had
you gained 9 pounds.
And it did Ultra Burst, let me tell you.
Yeah.
It was quite an explosion in here. Dane was sitting here and he couldn't stop laughing. Anyway, this is a gadget that anybody who spends a lot of time at their desk, which means of course a lot of geeks, probably should take a look at something like this.
Well, okay. No, it sounds good.
It's not good if you're in an office. They'll
mock
you. Why not? They'll mock you.
Oh, well, they won't see it behind the desk, except they'll think the back of your chair fell off.
If you ever watch The Office on NBC, funny show.
I have seen it several times.
And Dwight, who's most annoying, gets a fitness ball and sitting on it. And he annoys everybody in the office. Finally, Jim takes a pair of scissors and just punches a hole in it.
Okay. This is from Anish, she says, because it rhymes with Akish.
Ah.
So. Anish,
you know, that's
this.
Funny because my name is Leo, rhymes with mayo.
Ah,
so we can have a whole deli buffet.
Wow.
And your dick, you rhyme with no food stuff.
Sick.
Apparently no food at all.
No food at all.
Lick.
Lick.
Yeah. Stick.
Okay. Stick. You don't eat a stick either.
No, there's not. You know, is there any food that rhymes with dick?
Dick. Yeah. Click.
I guess not.
Pickle.
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 If your name was Dickle.
If your name was Dickle.
It'd be Dickle, meet Leo and Anish. No, I know how Anish feels because, you know, I use Leo professionally. Because
oh, you do?
Yeah, but yeah. My real
when
name
will
is-
that start? When will you have professional? When, had you? I didn't realize you had planned on having a professional
someday
career.
I'll have a career and I'll use Leo. But my real name, my given name, my parents named me Leo. And for the first-
Leo?
You know, yeah. You never
knew
this. Are
you serious?
I know. And I know how Anish, who has to go around saying rhymes with quiche, I know how she feels because for years I would introduce myself. I'd say, hi, Leo Laporte. And they'd say, what? Larry? And I'd have to say, and it's so humiliating, no, Leo rhymes with mayo.
My word.
It's embarrassing. It's humiliating.
Yeah.
So I know
I'm embarrassed. And this is just hearing a podcast. And this is just a story.
So I know how Anish feels.
Okay. I think Anish feels like, are they ever going to read my letter?
Okay. That too.
Hey, Dick, not Leo, just to be fair. I started listening to the Daily Gizwiz last July and loved every episode. I don't have enough time to go back and listen to the old episodes. Well, she calls herself a fan. But anyway, I thought I would ask you, what is the origin of it makes its own gravy?
Oh, don't get us started.
It seems to be one of those running jokes, but I don't quite understand it. Do you remember what the first time we said it? Because now I
think
I don't.
We just thought it was a non sequitur and funny. And then we found out another podcast, Feast of Fools.
Oh, that's right.
Has been using it.
They wrote us and they said, don't steal it. It's ours.
Like the problem, you know, tell that to Gravy Train.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's based on, of course, the old Gravy Train
food.
Commercial, the dog food
yeah,
commercial.
Yeah, it makes its own yeah. gravy.
So anyway, so I thought we would just share it.
Yeah, it's well,
Feast,
that's good.
But I'll give a plug to feastoffools.net because they have a good podcast.
And notice that we've abandoned it. We've gone on.
Oh, we haven't.
We've gone on.
No, but we
haven't.
Oh, no. You probably don't know this. But if you, yeah. But at the end of every podcast, we play the jingle. I remember at the end of the jingle, what does it say?
Oh, yes.
Yes, it makes its own gravy.
Oh, right. We've not gone on because it's too good.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it, too.
The truth is,
it makes its own gravy.
I don't care about the slogan particularly. It's the jingle I like.
Yeah, the jingle's great.
I don't want to stop using the jingle, so...
You know, it's very funny because I don't listen to a lot of these, but the other day I was trying to remember what we had said on the 300th podcast, and I listened. Our netcasts sound really nice. I'm not talking about content.
No, the content sucks. But
the content sucks.
The production
But the
fake.
Music, the production is wonderful.
No, thank
the
you.
The lettuce think, theme and the yeah, opening.
And that's thanks to our listeners who, you know, every one of those has been contributed. The opening is from Mark Blasco, who... You know, he actually wrote that on a cruise ship.
The thing about
just the stump,
people
bum,
you
bum, bum, bum,
love
that.
Doing things right. you don't understand. I forgot how it
people
exactly
you love.
It.
Actually, you know, I have a whole variety.
It's
of those.
The people. It's the welcome to the twits.
You, I
the
actually don't.
People podcasting network.
You, I could see you listen to this a lot.
I did. Right.
You
people listen, in podcasting.
You listen to this all the time. You're a big fan.
It's right on my, I have it. I'm having hats knitted. You know, I'm selling the gizwizfizz.com hat. I'm having hats knitted that says, this hat is brought to you by the people.
Podcast
you love.
Hey, here's one you haven't heard.
But you hate.
Let me play one for you that you haven't heard.
Okay.
Netcasts you love from people who wear kilts.
See, I don't know. I was thinking of using that one. What do you like
that's
that one?
Very funny.
There's actually he's done a few of these. Let me see.
That's very funny.
Yeah, he did a whole bunch of kind of silly ones. I wonder if I have the. He did one that's kind of makes fun of Kevin Rose. Well, I'll see if I can find that and play that for you sometime. But yeah, no, we try to have some high production values.
Oh, absolutely.
In stark contrast to the content.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I'm sure if we just played the themes back to back and had no content, the audience would say about the same.
But a lot of this stuff is frankly so good because it's donated. So that's Jim Cutler, who is a professional voice guy. I mean, we met him because he used to do Tech TV's announcers. And then he does ESPN. He does a lot of big radio stations. So he's great. And then Mark Blasco does the boom, 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 the Gizwiz theme. And then we have the...
George Wood.
George Wood does the Jingles theme. Thank you, George, for that. And then we also have the final theme, which is Paul Minshall did that.
Wow.
So if it weren't for all of these talented people making jingles for us, frankly, this show, I don't know what would happen.
Well, I'd continue doing it because I have very little...
dignity, pride,
all of the above, right?
No, it's fun. And, I'm of course, I'm acting self-deprecating and silly, but I think this is a great show. I love this show.
It is.
We
no,
have a lot of fun doing it.
No. Yeah. We tape ahead because we had to tape 2 weeks ahead because I was away for a week at the hardware show.
And then I was
up in Vancouver. I missed doing it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
I think ultimately, if people like these shows, they listen to them because you and I like each other. We have fun, and it's just a fun show.
We have chemistry.
Chemistry
between
us.
Not drugs. Chemistry.
No. Did we read a letter? Did we read Anisha's letter?
We read the letter, Anish. And we're done.
We're done?
To say something. You have to say something. I think we read the letter, didn't we?
Anisha.
She
wanted to know about the podcast with the gravy.
Yeah.
What was the story of the
gravy? And Anish and you.
It's just a non sequitur. It's just a funny
thing. Your name
thing.
Was Pickle because Pickle, your real name is Sickle. Whatever it was.
Yeah,
it was
all that stuff.
I'll never forget it as long as I live.
the memorable end of this podcast. And now we pause for 24 hours to give you a chance to recover. But we'll be back tomorrow with another great gadget. And I will see you then, Dick.
I'll be here.
That's how we end it.
That's it.
Sometimes we forget and we never end.
That's
right. It's going on and on and on.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.